saying, livestock side, hogs, are you seeing more kills, and is this going to kind of continue into fall?
Well, one of the things that I was looking to clue me here when we were going to stop this downward slide, you know, this hog thing is kind of interesting. We've got a lot less hogs. We do have a lot less hogs. Look at the slaughter. And what the packer's done is, and the whole chain, I believe, right down the line, all the way down to the guy that sells the meat for the pork packer, they've kind of taken an approach about, well, there's no hogs. I mean, there's very few hogs. Better don't sell too much out front because we don't know how many we're going to get dead. There isn't. We want to chase this thing because our margins aren't very good, so we're only going to kill 5 days a week, or in some cases, 4 days a week. And we're just going to try to get through this shortage here by minimum hours and blah, blah, blah. Well, so I thought when we saw the packers start to increase kill, that maybe that would be the cue, that they're getting some meat sold, they're making a little bit more money, they got some margin back, they're going to kill a few more. And that's exactly what I'm hearing, you know, that we're going back to, in some cases, the five-day week. There's even a little bit of Saturday kill scheduled this Saturday. And the following Saturday, I think there's going to be even more Saturday kill scheduled. So I think you're getting some of that. That's what I think is important about the hogs, and that's, I think, part of the reason why we're higher today in most of the months anyway. Obviously, we had a big break, so we're oversold. Maybe that's an excuse too, but I really think that, you know, it looks like we're getting some profitability back into the actual processing of hogs.
On the cattle side, bearish, and of course, talk of another merger, which could add to some excitement, shall we say, to this market?
Well, excitement and uncertainty, and the cattle thing suffers with uncertainty. It always has, and likely always will. You had a little more speculation last week again. I don't think this is any secret anymore. Anybody that trades cattle should have heard it by now, you know, that they're talking about JBS and National having this so-called merger, buyout, whatever, which, if it happens, might also include a plant closure in Kansas, which may or may not happen. I mean, all this is strictly conjecture at this point. In fact, I haven't heard nothing this morning either way about it. We've had a couple of pretty ugly down days already, I think, using that news as the main excuse, so maybe most of it's built into the market. The other thing last week was the wrinkle in the stock market for the first time, you know, with a couple of sharply lower days, adding a little more uncertainty. And so now you got a market that's almost flat priced between August, Oct, Feb, and April, which is what cattle markets do when things are uncertain. They decide, well, we don't know what we're going to be worth in 90 days or 120 days or whatever, so we'll just kind of key off of what we're worth today. And what the cash is still a nice premium to the futures. I still think that's extremely healthy to the cattle market in general. Not to say that we can't have corrections and you know, bumps on the road here, but continue to kill cattle, continue to pull them forward. There's every incentive to do it. Cattle, you know, work good. Basis levels are very attractive. I still think the cattle thing's in pretty strong hands.